You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up everybody? I missed you guys. Did you miss me? Of course you did. Look at me. I mean, I'm fabulous. I'm just so fabulous, right? Like, I'm the best person on the planet, right? I don't know. Some people would say I am. I don't know. Like, who am I to say I'm not? I don't know. Anyways, let's get it. We got a lot of stuff going on, so, you know, I want to apologize about not dropping any podcasts recently. I've just really been busy recording and this whole presidency thing. I mean, like, dude, whew, that's all I'm going to say. We got a lot going on. So, yeah, just, I don't know, people have been coming at me sideways recently, and I just want to say thanks, because, my life has been pretty good so far out here in California, and I'm very happy, and so, one little speed bump in the road is not going to knock me off my horse. I got, 48 of them, 48 horses, horsepower, 48 horsepower. I got 100 million horsepower and we're ready to go. You guys ready for the show, man? I know I've already wasted a minute of your time prepping it, but you know how I do. Hey. So I've been seeing the chiropractor recently and I don't know, I feel like the TENS machine, you know, the thing that sends electric shock throughout your body, so it'll contract your muscles and whatnot and relax them. Yeah, that thing was zapping me like crazy, so I don't know, like sometimes I'll take a deep breath and like it feels like there's electric shock going on in my back, it's crazy. It's like it's built up in there, I don't know, it's different. Just something to talk about. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Dimebag Darrell haters. There seemed to be like a lot of them. There were like back in the day, like there were a lot of Dimebag Darrell haters, and I mean like it was bad. Like I was calling him Douchebag Darrell. I mean like I brought this up before, you know, but like I wonder if he faked his death. I mean like the guy is known to do pranks. He did a prank with a sledgehammer. You know, where he just destroyed this car. I think I brought it up in another podcast, but I mean, like he destroyed this car, right? He's like, don't tell me there's a sledgehammer in there. He destroys this person's car. I don't even know who it was. But, you know, it was a prank he did while he was drunk. And so, I mean, like, how do I know that he didn't fake his death? Because it's pretty obvious that, what's his name? Randy Rhoads faked his death. There's no body, there's no plane, but it was a plane crash into a house and it just magically exploded into smithereens. Musicians seem to be dying by the boatloads. Is this a coincidence? Or not? Is it a coincidence? Or not? Is musicians dying by the boatloads a coincidence? Or not? Tell me, or not. If you were guilty of things, like, now this is just spitballing here, but if you were guilty of human trafficking, wouldn't you fake your death and retire somewhere remotely too? He'll never find me. There's witnesses all around you, you bum. You know, I had someone fake their death that lived with me. Don't be fooled, bro. He moved in with me, then less than a month later faked his death. My roommate faked his death. There's no way around it. I don't even care. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm just gonna say it. He faked his death, allegedly. His parents never came to get any of his stuff. They came there, but not to my house. I mean, like, the whole situation was just weird, right? And I'm like, okay, this dude obviously faked his death. There's just way too many signs pointing to this dude faking his death. Not that he's still alive, just that he faked his death. It's weird. It's ridiculous. Like, how are you just gonna drive up to my house, get out, move in, then fake your death? Like, I really wanna know. They never even came and got the kid's bed. Like, they just left it to be trolls. Oh, you can use it for the next person. Yeah, I'm not gonna person, X person, into sleeping on this crap? Are you kidding me? Now, the whole reason I brought up the Dimebag Darrell haters is because, like, they came out, like, right around the same time he died. Like, they came out and they were just like, oh, screw him. He's, like, I hate that guy. Ugh, I hate him so much. They did that to the other guy, about the other guy, like, that was investigating the Las Vegas shooting, and he had the most information out of everybody. They came out after, I'm pretty sure he faked his death, but let's say he didn't. Like, they came out right after he died and was like, oh, that guy was a douchebag. Okay. I mean, like, I'm noticing a trend here. And I mean, like, I'm not even trying to, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things that led me into discovering a lot of the things that had to do with the Las Vegas spoofing itself. And, you know, like, anytime I bring up human trafficking, I get, like, these haters that come out of the woodwork, like, oh, he said something about human trafficking, let's get him, you guys. But it always comes down to this one douchebag. He's the village idiot that I talk about in the Village Idiot podcast. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you guys need to control your village idiot. He's gonna get himself hurt. And if you like the guy, everybody's favorite asshole, if you like him, you might want to talk to him. Because he's going to get himself hurt. Like, really bad. Like, I'm not trying to troll. I'm not trying to be vicious. I'm not trying to be ridiculous. I'm just trying to tell you guys, if you like the guy, you might want to get him to stop. And that's all I'm going to say. There's no threats. I'm not even promising that. I'm just telling you. Like the guy, you might want to control your village idiot straight up.